Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the boy, Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Man.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Paul.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, revealing and teaching the rappers are coming, looking to put on. We need a platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics, and shadow the ball. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content to view it is. Do everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
We got
trouble
with you, we fight our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic and we should love to all your fans.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop AD, represent for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hips. Tupac and P, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangsta, bro. I see these rappers on these streets. I got my chop about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Keep it live forever, bitch, we coming hella strong. I see you feeding for the show.
Hey, welcome everybody. Episode 479 of the Murder Master Music Show, only at UGSforlife.com. Man, a hell of a year. We did 156 shows. These next few days, man, we're going to end it out on a real, real good note. Tonight, my guest really needs no introduction. Let's put it to you this way. He was part of one of my favorite groups, Thug Life, when Volume 1 dropped it back in 94. I was about 15, 16 years old. I was like, man, that means there's going to be a Volume 2. I was amped up for that shit, you know what I'm saying? And I'm super excited to have our guest on the show, one and only Mo Preem Shakur. How you doing, Mo Preem?
What it do, Thug Life, Outlaw, Immortal. It's cracking.
Man, huge honor to have you on the show. You know, for the last 6 years, we've been doing this show, Murder Master Music Show, and we've interviewed several people that, you know, at one point or another, either worked with you or your brother, you know, cats from the Bay Area, the Spice Ones, Cocaine, all these different people. And we always pay homage to your brother because, we see a lot of clowns out there talking shit, and we don't even go that route. We defend him. You know what I'm saying? How does it make you feel to know that there's still guys out here like us that are ready to go at these fucking clowns for your brother like that?
Well, you know, we appreciate the love. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to keep riding, keep mashing for our dreams, for success, for love, you know what I'm saying? We try to give the people a certain message with the Thug Life movement in particular. A lot of people got it, a lot of people didn't. But, you know, you don't forget about the life part of it, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of cats out here in the streets. You, your people, you know what I'm saying, who know what it is out here when you're grinding. But, you know, going all out, but don't forget life. You know what I'm saying? The purpose, the goal is to live at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of the guys, you know, we interview too, both from the East Coast and the West Coast, you know, a huge amount of love for Pac. I mean, his legacy is cemented forever in stone. One of the things I want to ask you about, Mo Preem, is I forget who we had on that said it, but somebody told us that at one point in time, Eazy-E was wanting to sign Thug Life to Ruthless Records. Is that true?
Sort of. What it was the Thug Life movement was already popping. It was already started. we were smashing Thug Life. We were recording, and then, you know, Pac, because he was at the level he was when we performed, we was, you know, hollering Thug Life, you know, all across the country, you know, nationwide tours, hollering Thug Life, but we ain't had no deal. So we were trying to get the music done, and then when we got it done, like, let's go to Easy, you know what I'm saying? You know, this Thug Life shit is hot. We had it hot on the street, everywhere, you know, but it was, people was waiting, they was hungry. So we was trying to finish up and get it done. And then we was having problems getting out because of, you know, the parental advisory shit, you know, C. Lawrence Tucker and all that bullshit, Time Warner. And, you know, so we went to Easy, you know. And Interscope was saying it was too hard. We had to do a second version. And so, you know, Easy wouldn't put it out. So eventually Interscope put it out. But we went to Easy first. Pac went to Easy first. And he said no for whatever reason. Then he came out with Bone Thugs and Harmony. So a lot of people, especially in the beginning when they came out, a lot of people thought they was us. You know.
Wow.
But it's all Gucci, you know what I'm saying? We comrades in arms, you know. But they know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. You know, yeah, I saw you on an A&E documentary recently about your brother's homicide, and here we are all these years later. It's still, this case is still, you know, unsolved, so to speak. Now, we've had Greg Kading on the show, Murder Rap director Mike Dorsey, and other people. So many people have all these different theories. Do you have any, after doing the A&E show, do you have any better insight on who's responsible for your brother's homicide?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it took, you know, law enforcement, it seems to have been involved in some way, by the looks of it, from the suppression of the ballistic shit, from, you know, from the simple lack of effort in, you know, dealing with the Vegas PD. So, you know, it takes power to pull them kind of strings. You know what I'm saying? The average cat don't normally have that kind of power to make that type of shit happen. So, you know, you know, there's so many factors, but we, you know, we legends, man. We knew what we was in for, but we didn't know to what degree. You know, we are Shakur at the end of the day. So, you know, our enemies are, and, you know, on another level, you know, behind the scenes. So, you know, we did the best we could.
Yeah.
Matu, Mupreme, I'm sorry. This is Pittsburgh Pat. I'm a co-host as well. I just wanted to ask you, can you give us an update on your father, Matulu?
The good doctor, Dr. Matu Shakur, he's strong, holding it down the belly of the beast. They're holding him 2 years past the time he was supposed to get out. You mentioned the A&E program. I don't usually do many of these shows, but I chose to do that one because Benjamin Crump, you know, he agreed to help on my father's clemency petition. We were trying to get a clemency petition going. We did, got it to Barack's desk, but he just didn't sign it. So Benjamin Crump behind the scenes was helping me with my pops. So I chose to do that. Ben Crump is Ben Crump, but you know, he's got a good heart. At the end of the day, he just needs some direction. And so you know, if you know, we could help each other, we was gonna help each other. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, hopefully get somewhere in dealing with my brother's assassination. So. That's what that's about.
Yeah. Because a lot of people have these different theories, you know, like Orlando Anderson and stuff like that. And I always thought it was a much bigger conspiracy. You know,
because you know your brother
definitely
has such a powerful voice, you know, and reached so
definitely that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's definitely that. There is a conspiracy. You could be firm on that. You know, we all feel like everyone knows who pulled the triggers, but you know, there was extenuating factors and circumstances behind the scenes. You know, a bunch of powerful niggas, a lot of money, a lot of crooked cops. So it's a hell of a gumbo. Then you got the government. So, you know, that's why, you know, people wonder why Pac, you know, a lot of people call him crazy and shit, but my man was dealing with a lot of shit, you know?
Right.
Most definitely. I never thought Tupac was crazy, man. Never that. No, I never thought Tupac. But, Mo Cream, I wanted to ask you something, man. I watched your interview with Vlad, and you had said something that is, like, really caught my attention. You had said that Biggie was supposed to rep Thug Life in the early days. If that's true, what ended up happening? Why didn't that ever happen? Was it just because he ended up signing with Puff, or...
In the early days, Pac was, you know, a lot of people know Pac not only because he was a legend, because he was a fucking warm, fun dude. Everybody wanted to know Pac because he was so much fucking fun. You know what I'm saying? Pac was the big dog. Pac was the movie star and rap star at the time. So when Biggie dropped, we genuinely liked his record. You know, everybody know Party and Bullshit. That was, I was like, oh shit. Because Pac was good for scooping up underground shit. In early days in the Bay, we would scoop up everybody's underground shit and see who's hot and who's under, you know, diamond in the rough. That's how we came across E-40. You know what I'm saying? That's how that relationship started. But, so yeah, Big, you know, we eventually met. You know, whoever's at the top of the game, all the rappers want to be the nigga at the top of the game. We like his music, so you know, we eventually met. You know, I'm originally from Queens. You know, there's a lot of New York shit going on right there, so we kicked it. You know what I mean? Big even did, you know, he did Running. That's why we ended up doing Running. He was supposed to be down. You know what I'm saying? That's why Pac was so hurt. You know what I'm saying? That's why Pac was so hurt with the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? He was feeling like, you know, much love as I was trying to show you, you know, you should have looked out for me better, my nigga, you know? And, you know, Pac, you know, he got close to his friends, and especially he was actively doing shit for him. He was bringing him out on stage, blowing him up on stage, coming out on his shows, rocking with him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, straight love. He didn't have to do that. You know, he was the top dog. He didn't have to do that. You know, that's the type of dude he was. And so when he felt slighted and hurt, and them niggas didn't do enough to squash it or say that it's something other than what he was feeling, okay, we gonna deal with that. deal with that. You know what I mean? Because Pac won't have no disrespect. You know?
Did Biggie at one point in time ask Tupac to manage him? We heard that too.
Nah.
We did. Okay.
Oh, ask so Pac to manage him? Possibly.
Yeah, ask Pac to manage Biggie.
Yeah. Because, you know, there was a lot of, you know, I think, you know, Boy, we was doing our thing, you know. The role was doing their thing. There was a few options out there, and at the time, you know, we was our own entity. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, we was getting off the ground. Shit, Biggie possibly could have been on Out the Gutter. You know what I mean? Pac's a label, our label. You know, so. But
that would have been dope.
Yeah, there was some synergy there at first, but you know, niggas want to act too fly when they honestly, you know, slighted a nigga or ain't do, you know, stand up. You know what I mean? Say something. You know?
Shit. Right.
That's and then niggas let it snowball, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's real unfortunate. Very unfortunate.
Because
uh-huh.
other niggas get involved.
When he was doing music with Tony, was Pac ever going to do some work with Tony, like he did?
I mean, we crossed paths a few times on the road doing shows and shit. It felt good. I mean, because, you know, I'm the first one in the family in the music business. You know what I mean?
Right.
Feels Good was first out. I'm first out the gate. But then, you know, Pac was right behind me. And when he hit with the movie shit, it only made sense for us to rock together, you know, and, you know, support my little brother.
Hell yeah. That's what's up.
That's the story right there. But, you know.
Because you got a classic verse just on that song alone. Feels Good, man. Motherfuckers still jam that shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats don't know that that's you either. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially a lot of the younger cats. They might know the song.
My nigga, I'm number one with a bullet. They wonder right now. I'm number one with a bullet. They wonder right motherfucking now. Not me. Not me.
Right. For sure.
So, you know, I try to keep it humble, but, you know, niggas always, you know, Will Pac say so much jealousy, it scares me. Yo.
Yeah.
Real. Shit is real, but I got a lot of love. Don't get it twisted now. Worldwide, it's nationally known.
So yeah, he sure is, man.
Out there in the Bay
Y'all
area
put it down.
With Young Black Brother and, you know, Mac Maul, Pac, I believe, directed Mac's first video.
I'm in that video.
Man, can you reflect a little bit on your time in the Bay Area with Pac and everybody out there, Spice and Mac and everybody?
I mean, yeah, I'm in that video with Mac Maul. Them is all my little homies. I mean, a lot of them came up after me. You know what I mean? So,
right.
During and after, we always got love for the Bay Area niggas. Shout out to my nigga Spice One, Shorty B. You know what I mean? But in them days, it was like a golden era. It was like a golden era in the Bay Area. Because you start from Timex Social Club. I mean, there was so much talent up there. Various talent. And just a lot of good new energy. You know what I mean? You had Timex Social Club, Club Nouveau, MC Hammer, Too Short, Digital Underground. You know, I did my little thing with the Tonys. Pac was blowing up. You got Ray Love. You got 415. Pooh Man. You know what I'm saying? This was going on. And there was all kind of shit in them early years, man. Them years right there. You know, so it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, and it was, you know, because everybody was, you know, everybody was untainted, you know what I mean? Everybody was in it, and you could still make something happen. You know, the game wasn't all weird and shit like it is now. You know, it's a different kind of hustle. It's actually a hustle that you can put your hands on, fill up your trunk with a bunch of CDs and go sell them shit and have money. You know what I'm saying? It's a digital game now. It's all different.
Yeah, but y'all come from the essence of it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, from the rooter to the tooter, as they like to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, when cats used to actually buy the CD from the guy or to buy the tape from the guy that actually made it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to really love that aspect of the game back in the day. Like, you pull up somewhere and you wonder, why are these people on this corner? Why are these people at this gas station? And it might be that cat that's got his album out right then and there popping them shits off, man. I mean, I've really missed them days of the good physical copies and, you know,
and
grabbing something and reading the inside notes and all of that type of shit.
Yeah, and the Bay Area specifically was getting a grind on. The Bay Area was grinding. Niggas was grinding, like they say, out the trunk, for real. Because it's a car culture out here in Cali anyway. So niggas riding around anyway in their shit. So, you know, right. All type of niggas have a bunch of CDs in their trunk, nigga. You know? But yeah, man. You know, it's a culture. It's a culture. And it varies from region to region.
Mm. Hell
yeah. You know, nowadays, the music, there's not really a distinction. You know, back in the day, you kind of knew if somebody was from New Orleans or from Houston or from Rochester, New York, or from somewhere in the Bay. They had distinct sounds. What are your thoughts on the music nowadays? You know, are you feeling any of it?
There's a lot of creativity out there. There's a lot of creativity out there. You know, I prefer a certain type, a certain brand, a certain genre of hip hop, you know. And in today's market, you got a lot of different genres of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? They try to make my shit a reality rap, gangster rap, damn near obsolete. So, me personally, I got fewer selections. But there's a lot of cats I do dig out there. You know what I mean? You know, your Kendricks, of course. Look out for my man Heisman coming out. Y'all check for my man Heisman. Diablo. Yo, he's a cold, he's a cold new up-and-coming kid. You know, he out there in Vegas right now. But, you know, I just listen to a lot of different shit, man. And, you know, I listen to a lot of different shit. A lot of times I don't even know who the dude is. You know, they be on that new style of rap. I don't know if you can catch these cats. But what's my nigga? What's my nigga? I like that nigga too. Coco. Did you bring it for the Coco? What's his name?
OT. OT Genesis.
OG Genesis, yeah.
Yeah, that's
like
the Rounds, dude.
Yeah, that drug music, that should be cool, too. But you know what I'm saying? I come from hardcore shit. I wish 50 had put out an album. Look how that nigga rap, you know what I'm saying? You know, but me, I got so many miles on me. I know so many people, so many different camps, so many, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm pretty much stuck in the 90s, man. I might say it's a Pac day, so I know Thug Life gonna be in there. I'm gonna have some, you know, everything Pac done did. Spice One, that's always been one of my all time favorites. But what I really like is that a lot of these cats that's still around still making good music, though. See, that's what I be wanting people to know. Like the new Sevo album, The Problem, that CD is a problem.
But, oh, shout out!
You know they not rushing.
Yeah,
man, his shit cold, man. Sevo still got it. So when these young cats be like, "Oh man, this and that," I be loving to put them up against a K Reno or a Sevo or something. Like, come on with it. These dudes still making good music.
Yeah,
it's just they not popping like how the mainstream want them to pop.
Yeah, and you know there's a lot of those. You know, artists in that lane, talented artists that go back a little bit that, you know, because the game has changed, so you don't get to hear them as much, you know.
Exactly.
You don't get to, you know, the marketing budgets ain't there, you know, unless you're spending all your time online and shit. And, you know, older cats ain't online that motherfucking much like the kids nowadays. So, but I still enjoy it. So, you know, us OG cats, you know, there's a little niche. There's a genre, you know, we got our shit. You know, y'all don't like it, but a whole bunch of people still feel it. You know, so.
Hell yeah.
You're not the only one. A bunch of dudes be telling me, nigga, all I listen to is 90s shit, yo. For real.
That's it. It's
for real.
And it's brand new still to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could be listening to. I could be like we was talking West Coast artists yesterday, and so I went to work today. I'm listening to the Chronic and the Niggas for Life album because we was talking about those two albums in particular, and I'm like, this shit still sound like, you know, at least to me, Now, some of the young cats that I work with, when they come up, they don't recognize none of the songs. But when they tell me they thinking it's some new shit, I'm like, man, this shit was made 20-plus years ago, man. They go, really? That's N.W.A. That's that song off the Chronic. Yeah. This ain't no new shit.
Yeah.
But when a young cat think it's new shit, I'm like, man, I should have never died, man. I'm glad I came up in them days.
But that's good. That's good. To
glad I got to witness that
digging
shit.
Digging and growing up on it. They're going to come across songs that we you know, niggas forgot about. And that'd be their favorite shit. And like, okay, rock with that.
Prem, I have a question for you, though, man. Like, I know when you do interviews, a lot of the questions are about certain moments in Pac's life and, you know, where were you when this happened and this happened. But I know, being that he was your brother, there's a lot of great memories you have of him. Would you mind sharing one of those memories you have of him, like they come to mind when you think of him, like one of the positive memories?
There's so many. One of my favorite ones was when he got out of jail. When he got out of jail, I was in L.A. You know, the whole city was waiting for Pac to get to L.A. Word had spread that Pac was coming to L.A. instead of New York or instead of Atlanta because people didn't know where he going to go. Where he going to go? Where he going to go? And, you know, we got word he coming home, he coming to L.A., and the whole city lit up. The whole city was like, word, Pac. I swear to God, everybody was happy he was coming home. That's where that energy for California Love came from, because it was really like that. He felt like he was home. He's like, got out of jail and got love.
They were showing him that love. Yeah.
Yeah, so he had just got home, and I was staying in this this townhouse shit upstairs, and he hit me. He said he was going to come suit me up, and I hit his shit, bang, bam. It was Ambitious as a Rider. I came to the balcony. He hopped out. He had the 500 Benz, the ragtop Benz. He hopped out. He was by himself. He just held it. Let's get it. You know, that was one of my favorite times. Like, nigga, I'm back. I'm coming to sweep you. Let's ride and rode around L.A. and shit.
Proud of your little brother,
then,
huh?
Riding around.
I know you was.
Oh, hell yeah. Hearing other niggas bumping Ambitious as a Rider. Because that's what I think niggas was hearing first before California Love.
Yeah. I think that's what we heard first. I was in Memphis at the time. That's what we heard first after Pac got out.
I think that's what I heard first, too, here in Pittsburgh.
I can't deny it. I'm a straight rider, you know. Just the way it come on. That's
like,
another one of them songs.
Yeah.
When you hear it for the first time, if you go to the club this Friday, that's one of them songs that the DJ know if the party ain't popping. They could just throw that on real quick. It'll get the motherfuckers moving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The thug niggas will like it. The bitches like it. Everybody like it. It's Pac.
Yeah. Niggas didn't understand our style. You know what I mean? Niggas didn't understand our style because we was from so many places. You dig?
Right.
You know, born in
New
York.
To mix that shit.
Pac lived in Baltimore. I lived in North Carolina. Pac lived in Atlanta. We end up in Oakland. You know, so we by the time before any record came out, so it's not like, you know, we born and raised in Compton and, you know what I'm saying, been here for 25 years. Nah, you know, we had been, you know, came across
making
the country.
Moves.
So
yeah.
By the time we hit Oakland, we was influenced by a lot of different shit. You know what I'm saying? We was all street because, you know, hood to hood. That's why the thug life.
Right.
Movement made sense to us. You know what I'm saying? We wasn't faking it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But all the street niggas.
It was like Pac recognized that all ghettos is the same no matter what fucking city you in. All these niggas going through the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's why you can appeal to more people, because you felt like he wasn't from where we was from, but we felt like Pac was one of ours. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why we rolled with him. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of cats, and I be saying this, I said it a couple times on this. I know from my era, too. You know, we a little bit younger than y'all. You know what I'm saying? But we not too much younger than y'all. But it was a lot of cats when Pac first came out. They wasn't really fucking with Pac. He was just, you know, okay, up and coming. But when the movie Juice came out, bam, motherfuckers was on him. You know what I'm saying? Then we want to see more of it. And then all of a sudden, all the other shit start happening.
My nigga, technically, the movie was out before he had a record out. He didn't. When Juice came out, he didn't even actually have a deal. He was still with Digital. We had to hurry up and try to find him a deal while the movie was out. So while the movie was still running, you know what I mean? We had to secure that deal for him.
Yeah, people still love Pac right off tops. When they seen it, when they seen Juice, they was like, "This that guy, man."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that did it, and that makes, man, that puts you on another level than a regular actor. I mean, now granted, a motherfucker can make a movie. You know, niggas could get lucky and get in a movie, but to become a star and for it to be successful and everybody love it in the movie, you in the movie, and the movie be successful, that's a lot of fortune. That's a lot of
luck. Like when you watching a movie, it's like four people on the screen, and you can't take your eyes off him. You got to watch what he doing. Then that's when you know a motherfucker really doing their thing. And make it believable and shit. And he had scenes like that in that movie. You know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers was on them. But, like, still one of my favorite songs, man, is Pac 93 Represent. And I still bump that shit like a motherfucker. I got a head, but ain't no screw. I used to say that shit all the fucking time. Yeah. And the way the beat went in, and Pac just represented on the whole song for whoever that he was fucking with at the time. I was like, man, this dude right here dope.
The nigga Scarface, shout out to Face, shout out to all Texas, shout out to all Texas. You know what I'm saying? There was a time where, you know, they wouldn't let us even go to Texas, and they was where we were selling most of our records. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Real though. You know?
That's crazy.
You know?
Why they wouldn't let y'all go to Texas though?
Because there was, back in the day, there was a guy that killed a state trooper.
That's right. They was hating on Pac. Yep, you're right. You're sure right.
Yeah.
It was way hot, you know? Way hot.
No, Prem, I wanted to ask you, one guy that Tupac always seemed to be pretty close with was MC Breed. Can you explain, like, how they got so close? And, like, was there ever like a collaboration, maybe an album or signing them or something like
that? Glad you asked that, Pat.
I think, Pac was a guy's guy. Everybody loved Pac. And I think Pac had met Breed when he was on tour with Digital. And that relationship built. But I love that combination. Rest in peace, MC Breed. That was my nigga, yo. That was my nigga. And for a little hip-hop trivia, that video, Gotta Get Mine, that video, that song was where Pac unveiled Thug Life for the first time. He unveiled a Thug Life tat on his stomach for the first time in that video to the whole world. With my nigga Big Sam. Rest in peace.
Shout out to Sight,
man. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace to the homie.
Yeah, that was actually my next question, man, was about Big Sight, man. I'm sorry for that loss, too.
Big Sight was cool.
Yeah. When's the last time that you talked to everybody in Thug Life? I know Rated R is in incarcerated right now, but when's the last time you guys actually got to talk as a group or you talked to the other members?
The one that's left, talk when we can. You know, I talk to Ray. Yeah. I'm ready to get a chance to call. I talk to him every once in a while. And me and Max still cool. He in L.A., you know what I'm saying? We link up. That's how he got in that A&E dot, you know. And my man Big Country Style, he out here in L.A., you know. OG's still out here holding it down on the West.
Man. That Thug Life album, man, I'm thinking about that shit, too. That shit was hard. But I want to tell you this, too, Mopreme. One time I went to this, it was like this hip-hop, like a showcase or something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they had some artists there, and then they had some people spoken words and shit. Not like the shit I had went to a while back, but some different shit. And this one dude had drew, not a painting, he just drew a picture of the classic Pac when he had the Red Wings jersey on with the bandana spitting at the cameraman and all that. And in the pic, he just drew the pic, and he got you right off in that thing, and that thing looked perfect. And I'm looking at this picture, I'm like, damn, man, I remember that. Like, what was that day like, the day Pac went off coming out of court, man? What was that day like when he was going through that time?
It was hectic time. It was, you know, all that rape case arraignments and court dates and shit for that. He was coming out of court, and Pac was hot because the niggas was lying and shit. And they just wanted to pin it on him. You know what I mean? They just wanted to push the issue on him because he was in. And he was hot, you know? And we came out in all these camera motherfuckers before paparazzi got a name.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it was. And, you know, they was going at it and shit, and Pac just went off. I'm like, nigga, chill out. I didn't want him to get a case. You know, I'm like, nigga, spitting on somebody, that's another case. Nigga, I'm trying to...
Right, we downtown. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of look you had on your face. Like, man, we downtown, man. You got to call. You got to calm down, man.
Yeah,
these folks still out here. Police all over here.
White people is watching.
I love that shit, man.
That's some crazy shit. And the reason why I mostly ask you this, too, is because, like, you got a whole lot of sexual allegations with a lot of prominent people going on right now. You know what I'm saying? Pac and them went through that shit. Same way with Mike Tyson. You know what I'm saying? They got accused of some shit, and they got convicted of some shit that they said they didn't do, and the people really didn't have no concrete evidence on them. Maybe they just got locked up for perception and because they didn't have the complexion for the connection.
I'm like, you know, honestly, the motherfucker in that room, I don't even want to talk about it, but yeah, Pac ain't did it.
I feel you.
You know, Pac, out of the people in that room, Pac is the least likely to do some shit like that. So I'm going to leave it at that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Some motherfuckers is coming at him.
Man. Mopreme, you got a Mike Tyson story for us, man? The champ.
Well, yeah. I do got one. when I met Mike, I was with Pac and Dr. Dre. It was after Pac got out of jail. And, you know, all this while, you know, it's been a while that Pac hadn't known him, but I hadn't met him yet. You know, it was shit, nigga. I was working. But this night, I was in Hollywood at the Dome Club. It was a good night. And we were supposed to meet up there to meet Dre. And Dre had sketched out a drawing of how he wanted the California Love video to be, the Mad Max one. He was drawing shit out when he was looking at it. And then Mike Tyson was in the house. He came and niggas got up and they hugging and shit. You know, I hadn't met him yet, you know, so I'm standing there. I'm like, wait a minute, ain't nobody going to introduce me, right? So I got to introduce myself to Mike. And I'm like, what's up, Mike? And I hit him in the back of the arm. He looked at me real fast. I'm like, all right now. All right, how you doing? How you doing, big fella? You know what I'm saying? I'm friendly. You know, but, yeah, that was good. He's like, what's up? What's up, man? I'm like, yeah, nigga, Mopreme, nigga. You know? But, yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, shout out to Mike Tyson. He's a real good dude. He's doing a lot of dope things now. I'm glad to see him in the spotlight.
Mike Tyson got a podcast coming out?
Yeah.
I'm going to check that shit out.
I think he had a cartoon, I believe.
Yeah, Mike Tyson.
Yeah, he just had a cartoon, right? With the birds, the pigeons and shit. I ain't seen him yet.
Norm MacDonald does that shit with him. That shit is hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm happy shout for out Mike, to Mike, though, man, because he's changed his whole image around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, completely.
Everybody loves Mike now. Everybody used to be scared of him and, you know,
him and Holyfield squashing that shit.
Yeah, shit. I wanna, you know, I thought a couple times, but I was like, yo, this is my chance to meet the nigga. I gotta say something, or else they're gonna keep walking on and try to forget about me. So I like, fuck it, yo. Mike,
what's up, champ? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck is going on, man?
Yeah, I feel you. Need the big dog, so yeah.
Hey, what you think about the All Eyes on Me movie though? Your honest take on the movie though. I know it's probably hard to ask.
Hold up, man.
Your brother.
Hold up, man. I lost my blunt. Man. Y'all gotta hold up. Hold on.
Oh shit. Niggas losing the blunt. Yeah, you gotta find that. Yeah, find that before you answer this question, because I want to know your real feelings.
I think it's, you know, so I get it.
Okay.
All right, gentlemen.
All right, he got the blunt.
Hello?
He got it. Pay attention, y'all.
Yeah, we're here,
bro. Y'all know how it is. Come on now. All right, go ahead.
No, what I was asking you, what's your honest take on the All Eyes on Me movie, man? You think they, was you pleased with it for one, and do you want more out of it? Because I know it was just from a portion of Pac's life. I just feel like you need to do a mini series or a whole series to really talk about Pac. One movie really just don't do it justice to me. But what was your take on the movie?
Yes. Well, I would be able to tell you my take on the movie if I saw the movie, but I did not see the movie.
Mm. You ain't seen it?
No, sir.
Mm.
Okay. As far as that goes, my family had a gag order on us concerning that film. So, you know, in order to not cause any further disturbance and problems, we're not going to speak on that. But all I can tell you is that I ain't see it, my brother.
Yeah, no problem, no doubt.
Yeah, well, y'all should make a mini series or something, man. If y'all got anything to do with portraying your brother and his legacy, don't do no
this
fucking movie.
From you,
do a series.
Let me tell you something, Cat Daddy. Look, yo, we legends, man. It's thug life, baby. Thug life, outlaw immortal. It's bigger than us, man. We Tupac, man. You know what I'm saying? We Big Psych. We Johnny J. You know what I'm saying? We fatal. We Yaki Gaddafi. You know what I'm saying? We legends. Niggas, we can't stop people from talking about us. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's a fact.
When's the last time you spoke to Napoleon?
A few months ago. Came by the house. Lovely family.
We're about to talk to him here in 2 hours, man.
Shout out to Napoleon out there in the Middle East. Hold your head. Be careful.
We'll send him your best, man. We're interviewing him here in about an hour and 15 minutes, man. we'll show him some love for you, man. Were you a member of the Outlaws? You were Khomeini, right?
He a member of the Smokers right now. I'm over here doing the same shit.
Man, kill out the bottom of the river with the body leaves and shivers. And now I'm that nigga with the 50 cap cap with the fresh stats that increase while these motherfuckers eat beats. It's been a long road, a lot of episodes. And as the Glock loads, I got a T-chose. We chose, make them feel it, nigga, when I'm mashing. Now I'm surpassing. Then he says, thug nigga till
thug
I die.
Thug nigga till I die. Have no mercy on these player hate bitches. Ask me why. That's that shit, too.
To answer your question, thug life outlawed. Immortal. Immortal. For people, while we doing this interview, let me get it straight for motherfuckers that don't understand.
Hell yeah.
Me, Pac, and Big Sight, rest in peace to my niggas. We were the ones from the Thug Life movement to push off the outlaws so they could do their thing. That did not mean that we were not outlaws.
We were outlaw immortals. You know what I'm saying? We the big dogs. That's why we outlaw immortals. They outlaws. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's why that record was like that, to push them off, get them out in the world, get them on a hit, get them, you know, involved on the album so, you know, they could blow up. Pac was trying to get them, you know, to that next level.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely.
No, why did you, your original name was Wicked, though, wasn't it, when you was on Papa Song?
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? This is hip hop. I'm an artist. And I've been in the game 20, 30 years. You know what I mean? So, you know,
yeah,
I had more names than that. You know, but during that album, doing certain projects, you know, you take on certain monikers and characters. That, you know, I was on some Wicked shit back then. Me and Mouse Man. Shout out to the Mickey Mouse Man out there in Baltimore. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
most definitely. And, well, Prem, I want to, before we get out of here, I want to give you the floor. You know what I'm saying? If you want to, you got anything coming out you want to talk about or anything, man, you got the floor, brother.
Yo, I got so much shit going on, man. Just look out for the kid. You know, still kicking and scratching. Still trying to make my niggas proud. I'm consulting on this show coming out on USA called Unsolved. Consulting on that. Yeah, I got some 3D goggles coming out. They actually out OZI, Outer Space Zombie Invasion. You know, look them up on Amazon. Got music coming out. My man Heisman. My man Clipso, my man Tiny Toons, what else I got going on? Getting ready to do a documentary, you know. So I'll be looking for y'all to get an interview. I'm getting ready to drop my next shit. You know what I mean? Got a video
game. For sure, man. You welcome back anytime, my dude. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you want to call you, shit, you might see us one day have somebody you ain't hollered at. In a long ass time, that might be on the show. You're more than welcome to call, man.
A bunch of hip hop cats at one time. Like I remember one time we had Sebo, Mr. Servine from No Limit. We had people
Cocaine called in,
Cocaine Spice One, all chopping up at the same time. If you ever want to participate in that, man, we'd be honored, man. Cause it's dope.
Shout out to my man Fee too. My man Fee Overdose. You know what I mean? You know. Thug niggas don't die, we multiply. You know, each one teach one. You know what I'm saying? God bless me to still be here to teach. You know, Pac told niggas only a few was a little tell. Nigga was not lying. So, you know, I must be here for a reason. I'm holding down my pops. Y'all support Dr. Matulu Shakur. He's currently locked down in Victorville, USP. It's prison number 83205-012. Dr. Matulu Shakur, he's coming up for another parole hearing in April. He can use the letters, love, support, anything on his books, whatever it be. He's holding him 2 years past his date. They ain't doing him right. He's been a good inmate. They should let him out. No new cases. He ain't did nothing to nobody. You know, he's getting up in age. It's time to let him go. He need y'all support. You know what I'm saying? My man, D-Don Skills.
I hope it
works
out for him, man, for real.
You know why? Because we're strong people. Like, first, my man, Fatal. We're strong people. You know what I mean? So we still smash it regardless. We soldiers. Soldiers fight. Soldiers die. We keep smashing. You know what I mean? For the dreams. Yeah, man, shout out to my man Talib Shakur, my brother out there in NY. You know what I'm saying? The tentacles are still reaching, you know? Rest in peace to all the homies, all eight of them. You know, rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Definitely, man. Thank you so much for coming on the show, man.
Yeah, it was an honor, Moby. Real shit, man. It was an honor.
Alright? You know what I'm saying? West Coast, worldwide, Thug Life Outlaw Immortal, baby. You know what I'm saying? Still here kicking and scratching.